This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. A strong cold front will bring windy conditions and some very light precipitation to the area this afternoon. Light accumulations will be possible across the northern Black Hills. A stronger system is expected to bring an inch or two of snow to the area tomorrow night into Wednesday. The investigation into the officer-involved shooting in which a man armed with a large bladed weapon was shot and killed after charging officers continues. The Wyoming Division of Criminal Investigations Inquiry has no timeline in which the review is to be conducted and finished. Once it is, however, the review will be sent to a special prosecutor who will decide whether charges should be brought against the two officers involved. Both of those officers are on paid administrative leave currently. The county commissioners are slated to vote at some point this week on approving the Park County Attorney's Office as the special prosecutor. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. A strong cold front will bring windy conditions and some very light precipitation to the area this afternoon. Light accumulation will be possible across the northern Black Hills. A stronger system expected to bring an inch or two of snow to the area comes through tomorrow night into Wednesday. In the middle of a significant downturn in the demand for thermal coal, production in the Powder River Basin has seen growth in 2021 and is expected to see more in 2022. According to the news record, the 12 mines in the county produced some 230 million tons of coal last year, about a 10% increase from the previous year. The uptick in demand for coal last year came from unpredictable factors such as the weather and increased natural gas prices throughout the country. The market should stay strong throughout the year because almost all basin producers have sold out for 2022 and into 2023. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.